nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Both of us, both of us, both of us. Up on my shoulders, tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking boulders underneath our feet. I am.
Hey guys, welcome to the Philosophy Symposium podcast. And this is my first recording since the Philosophy Symposium seminar that we ran on the 4th of May. I had a great time at the event, and I hope I hope the ones that did attend had an awesome experience. There was a lot of awesome content that was presented over the weekend, and one of the things that was really striking was a consistent call to arms about why it's important to engage in philosophy. The vast majority of our profession tends to allow others to dictate what's important to us, whether it's registration boards or whether it's social media demands or the ACA. Their agendas often become our agendas, and not because we choose that as a path moving forwards, but often because we get sucked along by the thing that's of greatest importance at the time. So in Victoria at the moment, we have our safe kids or Safer Children Victoria review going on, where they're looking at the experiences of pediatric chiropractors and pediatric population under chiropractic care in Victoria. And basically they're trying to obtain information from the public about their experiences. The interesting thing that I found about the whole initiation of this review is it's backed on the health minister's comments that we're looking for people that have had some negative experiences to comment on chiropractic care and whether they're safe for children under the age of 12. So number one, you're leading your question before you've even given people an opportunity to answer the survey. But regardless of that agenda of what the health minister's really trying to achieve here, at the moment, the most common thing that I see on Facebook and on social media is anything related to kids and babies. So I've seen much more proactivity around Facebook posts. I've seen more videos from pediatric-based chiropractors. I've seen call to arms for interviews. I've seen media, lots more meme clips or information type material about the positives of chiropractic for pediatrics, which is amazing. It's great. I wish that had come about because it was the right thing to do at the time, not because all of a sudden there's a need to do it because we may lose rights to look after kids. Hopefully you can see where I'm going with this. And the reason why it's an important point for me at the moment is because, as I said, philosophy is the underpinning of what you do and why you do it. So why do I put my hands on someone to adjust them? Is it because I want to alleviate their musculoskeletal pain, their headaches or lower back pain, or dysfunction in their mid-back that might be causing stiffness and tension and other symptoms? And that's a valid reason, don't get me wrong. Or is it because I have a goal to help that human being have a greater expression of their inborn potential to function the way that we're designed to function, which is to self-heal, self-regulate, and self-control? If we go about our adjustments on a day-to-day basis or looking after our people on a day-to-day basis with the idea of fixing their headaches, neck pain, and back pain, then our conversations are going to be different from what they would be if we have a greater emphasis on health and vitality of the nervous system as a whole and the role that chiropractic plays in that expression of optimal health. I'm not making those practitioners that have lower back pain wrong by focusing on what they focus on, but my philosophy determines that the reason why I put my hands on people is different from that. constantly being reminded or asked questions that are pain-centric and symptomatically focused, from surveys for safer kids, on Medicare forms, on all of these different medico-legal documentation that we require. That's one thing. And we need to make sure that whilst we face that barrage of steering towards a musculoskeletal focus, if your true philosophy or your true reason for putting your hands on people is clear and well-defined in your head and in your heart, then what you deliver is something above and beyond musculoskeletal care. And it was one thing that was pressing from the symposium. As I said, like, a common theme was there's no better time to really focus on philosophy than now. And my call to you guys is, can you do more? Or can you be more? Even within your practice, within your client contact on a day-to-day basis, the way you engage with your clients, the way you engage with social media and Instagram and Facebook about what you're promoting from a health point of view or from a chiropractic point of view. I'm actually trying to organize a couple of interviews coming up, and one of those speakers, I'm not even going to mention who it is and I'm not going to pinch their topic, but it's the whole thing is, what is chiropractic? Can you do what chiropractic is, which is, you know, from his point of view, location correction of vertebral subluxation, and that's it. So he doesn't even like the term neural chiropractor or wellness chiropractor, because he's inherently wellness is a byproduct of delivering chiropractic care. So just do chiropractic. I suppose you could then underpin musculoskeletal chiropractic care is, you know, also if we deliver an adjustment with purpose in the right spot at the right time with the analysis that we need to determine that that's a subluxation that's impacting the expression of health, then from a musculoskeletal point of view, the pain will sort itself out. So even a differentiating term like a mechanical chiropractor or an evidence-based chiropractor then becomes still about chiropractic. So that's a really vital concept that I want people to really grasp. Are there other professions out there that can do a lot of the things that chiropractic can do? Absolutely. Are they valid in doing what they do? Absolutely. Should we be fighting against them for jurisdictional positioning and political lobbying about, you know, whether that's a chiropractic thing or a physiotherapy thing or an OT thing or whatever other practitioner, health specialty? Should we be fighting for that? No, I don't think so. I really feel like we need to make sure that the one thing that we do that is different, that's unique as a healthcare practitioner and a healthcare profession, is delivering specifically focused chiropractic adjustments to the entire population to allow greater expression of health. That should be the domain with which we sit. I'm hopeful in the next few years that research, that our political bodies, that a groundswell of our profession can unite behind that as a purpose. And that's why I think it was really important to have so many people at the Philosophy Symposium this year. Because when we unite as a tribe and we have a common ground to move forwards as a profession with a greater focus on the benefit that we provide, you get a buzz, you get a kick that you just know you're doing the right thing. And it's great for the soul. And there's nothing that you can do on a day-to-day basis that can replace that, other than being with like-minded individuals that help you to recognize the power that you have with your adjustments. So your individual day-to-day changes in people's life, that's amazing. But if we struggle as a profession politically, if we struggle to gain ownership over the space of wellness or and you can use whatever term you like there, like wellness or you know, chiropractic, if we go by the chiropractor that I'm talking about, his definition, and just focus on what we do that's unique. If we really focus on that, and we make sure that the public understand that with our message, then hopefully we develop much more of a streamlined lane with which we can stay in. Now, I have no issue with people transgressing the lines as far as providing other services if we're allowed to, if it's within your registration, if you've done the appropriate training to do that, as long as you're delivering chiropractic care too. And by chiropractic care, I mean location correction of the subluxation. If you do that, and if the public understand that that is chiropractic specific, and the other stuff that you might provide is rehabilitation focused or physiotherapy focused or physical improvement focused or massage focused or fascial release focused or sports focused, then by all means, build a massive mix of tools that you can utilize to help people throughout their day. Because to that individual, that's all they're after. They don't worry about whether you fixed Johnny Smith's ear infections or whether, Betty Jones's baby is now no longer restless. If they come in with a headache, then we need to be able to address the reason why they're there. Now, for me, addressing the reason is to make sure that they understand the impact of a vertebral subluxation. Communication around that vertebral subluxation and the specific approach that chiropractic can play in improving the function of the nervous system to deal with that dysfunction is part of that whole process. But we need to make sure that we still focus on the individual. So in sort of summarizing a couple of things here, please make sure that you engage chiropractic in the mainstream social media, with your friends and your colleagues and the circle of influence that you have, and make sure that they understand that chiropractic is what it is and not all sorts of modalities. Confusion within the marketplace leads to chaos, and therefore, if we compare ourselves to the physiotherapist and we're trying to treat musculoskeletal pain, they've got a greater communication with the medics. They have a much higher love within the community. People understand what they do and what they're there for. They have better tools at their disposal. They can ultrasound and they can provide other therapeutic modalities above and beyond what we can as our undergraduate training with chiropractic prescribes. They're better suited to that sort of stuff. So I'm not saying that we can't do that stuff. I'm just saying that make sure that we stick to what we do and what we do well, and make sure that our communication is centered around what chiropractic provides. For me, it's about making sure that communication around that is united. And I'm really glad that there's a few people listening to this podcast that can help, make sure that people stay on track with that, that we can help get more information that might potentially influence not only the circle that you do have influence over, but within the profession, that we make sure we have a voice that's heard. The Sports Chiropractic Symposium had a number of people there, and we're going to have some competition in regards to the way that we represent chiropractic. But if we don't unite and get our voice unified around what is really chiropractically centric, then I feel like we'll be brushed aside by the policymakers and the politicians within our profession that will continue to drive this profession further towards a structured modality that's designed to improve musculoskeletal pain around the spine as a whole, rather than on anything to do with the nervous system as a whole. So that's my little wind up for the day. Please get involved. Please engage. There will be some comments and some bits and pieces that you can add on the website that we're building. We're just trying to fit everything out at the moment, and hopefully, you'll probably actually have access to the website before you actually hear this. So if it's all going and it's all smooth, then awesome. I look forward to seeing you on some of those platforms. I look forward to being able to engage with you over our Facebook group. But most importantly, I look forward to you bringing a few people that are like-minded to this Philosophy Symposium podcast and expanded sort of membership site, because without you guys, you know, I'm one voice, and as much as I really want to make a difference to the profession, one committed person's not going to change the world. So I need your help. So the more you can do to help me out, I think the better the state of the profession will be, at least from my point of view. But that's why I do what I do. I'm a little biased. So I love you all. I love you because you love the things that I love. And I look forward to chatting to you in the next couple of weeks. Have a great day. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Both of us. Both of us. Both of us. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. 'Cause I am.